Dr. Paula here. This session is going to be focused on being mindful and self-aware. Let's get started by taking a nice, easy breath, inhaling and exhaling. Go ahead and close your eyes and place your hands on your face, palms cupping your eyes. Feel the warmth of your hands, comforting and relaxing. As you hold your face, imagine a sensation of soothing energy flowing from your palms into your eyes. With each breath, this energy spreads relaxation throughout your body, guiding you into a state of profound relaxation and openness. Go ahead and take another breath, inhaling and exhaling. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and as I count down, you'll feel yourself descending into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Starting from 10, 9, letting go of the stressors of the day, 8, with each number you let go a little more, allowing yourself to sink into a state of peaceful relaxation, 7, 6, 5, your mind is becoming more receptive, 4, 3, 2, almost there, and 1. As you reach the final number, you are in a deep, tranquil, serene, and open state. As you relax in this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be. And in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is to listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking. And you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice whenever you are ready. If there are any outside noises, like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention. And you can enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position. Moving around to make yourself more comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. Picture yourself in a serene forest. As you walk, notice the details around you. The texture of tree bark, the play of light through the leaves. Just as you are present in this moment, be mindful of your thoughts and emotions. Observe them without judgment, like an observer in the forest. Introspection and self-reflection allow you to gain better control over your emotions and actions. You can respond to external events with reason and wisdom, rather than being swayed by impulsive or irrational behavior. You can also develop empathy and compassion towards others, recognizing our shared humanity and interconnectedness. Mindfulness means being awake. It means knowing what you are doing. And as Ma Yaya Sati reminds us, when you quiet your mind, your soul will speak. You understand that it is through mindfulness that you can strengthen your self-awareness, and it is through self-awareness that you give yourself an opportunity to self-correct. You can listen to the sounds around you, the distant hum of nature, the rustling leaves. Just as you tune into these sounds, be attentive to your inner dialogue. Listen to your thoughts without attachment, gaining a deeper understanding of your inner world. You have a wealth of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, insight, perception, and intelligence available to you just below your conscious awareness. Your mother's name is not in your conscious awareness until you are asked for it, but once asked, you can easily retrieve it. Just as this information is readily available to you, so is all the immense store of insight readily available. Mindfulness practice will calm your mind, allowing you to access this great store of wisdom. You have the capacity to stand apart from yourself and examine your thoughts, your motives, and your actions. And when you do, you can see yourself as you are and take control of who you want to be. You might remember the Hans Christian Andersen story of the emperor and his new clothes. Just in case you have forgotten, I'll share the story with you now. In a distant kingdom, there lived an emperor who loved fine clothing more than anything else. Two clever scammers heard about the emperor's obsession and devised a plan to exploit it. They arrived in the kingdom claiming to be weavers who could create the finest, most exquisite cloth in the world. They claimed that this cloth was so special that it was invisible to those who were foolish or unfit for their positions. The emperor was intrigued and ordered the weavers to make him a suit from this special cloth. As the weavers pretended to work, they showed the emperor empty looms, and he pretended to see the fabric they were weaving. Out of fear of being perceived as foolish, none of his advisors or officials acknowledged that they couldn't see the cloth. Finally, the weavers announced that the suit was complete. The emperor put it on the imaginary suit and paraded through the streets, and everyone cheered, not wanting to admit that they couldn't see anything. It was a child who innocently pointed out that the emperor was actually naked. The emperor, realizing the truth, felt embarrassed, but also enlightened. He had been so wrapped up in his desire for fine clothing and the fear of appearing foolish that he had lost touch with reality. You can be mindful and self-aware. It is a choice. Mindfulness is easy. The hardest part is remembering to do it. When you rub your thumb against your fingers, you can feel the sensation of touch. Each touch is a reminder to be fully present. Let the physical sensation ground you in the now, heightening your awareness of the world around you and within you. And in doing so, you can clear your mind, be more mindful of the moment, and acquire so much more self-awareness. And the emperor's fate will not be yours. It's time now to return to your day. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you will be alert and fully aware of your present moment and feeling content. 1, becoming more aware of the air and the sounds that surround you. 2, wriggling your fingers and your toes. In 3, fully alert and smiling, because you understand that you are fully present in this moment and you have done something very kind for yourself. Take care.